This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel and Hamas agreed to extend a temporary truce by another day, minutes before it was set to expire Thursday morning, according to Qatar, which has been mediating between the two sides. Negotiations on extending it came down to the wire, with last-minute disagreements over the hostages to be freed by Hamas in exchange for another day of a halt in fighting. The Qatari Foreign Ministry said the truce was being extended under the same terms as in the past, under which Hamas has released 10 Israeli hostages per day in exchange for 30 Palestinian prisoners. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel, and VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports on his mission.
Blinken returns to the Middle East for talks the third time since the militant group Hamas triggered the war with its October 7th attack on Israel. Blinken said he would work to prolong the truce so more Israeli hostages can be released and more humanitarian aid can be delivered to Palestinian civilians in Gaza who desperately need it. Blinken plans to visit Israel, Ramallah in the West Bank, and the United Arab Emirates. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Russian missiles pounded Ukraine's Donetsk region overnight as concerns grow about more intense attacks from Russia as weather conditions improve. 10 people were wounded in the missile attacks, including 4 children. 5 other people were trapped in the rubble, according to the Ukrainian Interior Minister. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger has died at the age of 100. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has a look at his early life.
I came here, came to the United States. I was 15.
Henry Kissinger was born in Germany.
And as you can hear today, I spoke no English then.
A Jew, he'd fled the Nazis with his family.
I was a kind of a refugee who had to earn a living. The idea of representing the United States as a foreign-born.
Yet he went on to become one of the commanding figures in U.S. foreign policy of the 20th century.
Didn't occur to me.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The COP Climate Summit gets underway in Dubai today, Thursday. As Henry Ridgewell reports, the meeting comes at what scientists say is a crucial moment in the fight against global warming.
Observers call it a crucial moment.
So this is the first time since the Paris Agreement the world has taken stock of how are we doing on the objectives we set ourselves back then. And it's challenging to see what that report says. We should be reducing our emissions by 43% by the end of this decade. The latest trajectory suggests they're actually going to rise by 9% with catastrophic impacts for people all over the world.
The COP summits involve complex negotiations. Most countries want to reduce global emissions. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
In other news, U.S. prosecutors announced murder for hire charges against an Indian man for an assassination attempt in New York City. We get more on the story from Julie Walker.
The charges against Nikhil Gupta were unsealed Wednesday in Manhattan federal court. The U.S. attorney for the Southern District says Gupta tried to hire someone to assassinate Sikh separatist leader Gurpat Wan Singh Panoon here on U.S. soil. He advocates for an independent state within India and is considered a terrorist by the government there. The DEA says it foiled the plot when a foreign government employee recruited an international narcotics trafficker to commit murder in the U.S. India is investigating after U.S. authorities questioned what it knew in advance. Julie Walker, New York.
As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.